Hey, welcome to Realigned, where we take just about 5 minutes to help you recenter in Christ so you can keep Him at the center of your day. In this episode, we're talking about what happens when you mess up and you can't stop thinking about it. You're still thinking about it. That thing you said, that moment you handled wrong, the reaction you wish you could take back. It's days later, maybe weeks or months, perhaps even years, but it still plays in your mind like it just happened, like a song on repeat, and you can't shut it off. But here's what I want you to notice. You're not learning from it anymore. You're living in it. There's a point when conviction turns into self-punishment. But where is that point? And how do you know? As always, we must turn to Jesus. Some of my favorite interactions in the entire Bible happen during a very specific and powerful window. The 40 days between the resurrection and the ascension. That short span holds some of my favorite encounters in all of Scripture. Mary Magdalene in the garden, Thomas declaring Jesus as Lord, and Peter being restored after denying the very one he loved. You know, it's this particular moment that's only found in the Gospel of John that I want to speak about. But it happens after Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Even though Jesus foretold Peter would do this, Peter adamantly protested he would never leave the Lord he loved. Yet, under the pressure of the night with the threat of crucifixion looming, when asked if he knew Jesus, Peter denied even knowing him. And believe it or not, Peter wasn't far from where Jesus was being tried. He was close. Close enough to see the firelight flicker off of Jesus' face. Close enough that in the moment of his third denial, Jesus turned and locked eyes with him. Can you imagine that? The one you love, the one you just betrayed, looking at you, not with surprise, but with sorrow. A gaze that doesn't accuse, but still breaks you. Could you imagine how shameful Peter felt? He did exactly what Jesus predicted. He denied the Lord he loved. So when Jesus returns, can you imagine Peter's heart? Excitement and joy mixed and marred with shame, regret, and fear. This is a real life moment. Sure, it happened in 30 AD, but it happens here in 2025 AD to all of us who love our Lord. See, shame was the result of the fall. That is what happened after the first humans ate the forbidden fruit. They felt shame, a feeling they never felt before. So they hid. And God came to them, clothed them in compassion, and began restoring humanity. It's our default to return to shame. It's like it's ingrained in our DNA. See, the result of sin wasn't just separation from God. It messed with our innate responses. Instead of running to God, we hide. And if you begin to see that as part of our sin nature, our brokenness, the old code, the old way we used to live, the easier it will be to rewire, reroute, and realign. Because the truth is, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God but yourself. So let me be crystal clear here. The moment you cross the line from conviction to shame is when you perhaps realize you messed up and either ask for forgiveness and still feel shame about what you've done, or You don't even go to God because you feel you messed up so bad. And then it turns into self-punishment. And that's where you've crossed the line. This is the moment the enemy loves. This is the moment the enemy is waiting for, when you're not rebelling, but you're still stuck because you're trying to fix what only Jesus can heal. You say you've given it to God, but your mind hasn't. It's looping. And every time it loops, your formation deepens, not in grace, but in shame. And here's what you need to wrap your head around. Jesus doesn't replay your mistakes. He redeems them. He corrects what needs pruning and then invites you forward. So remember, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. And here's my favorite part in scripture. When Jesus met Peter again, he didn't say, "Let's talk about why you messed up." No, he asked him a simple question. Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" He asked him 3 times. Why? 1 for every failure. He realigned Peter, not by rubbing in the fall, but by restoring his calling. If you're stuck replaying a moment in your head, ask the Holy Spirit, "What am I trying to fix on my own?" And then give him the loop, all of it. Let him speak truth where you have been stuck in rehearsal, because what you keep replaying is probably the very thing God is ready to rewrite. Hey, thanks for listening to Realigned, where we take just about 5 minutes to help you realign your heart to Jesus in the middle of a chaotic world with real life scenarios and contextualize them through scripture. If this spoke to you, take a second to like, follow, or share it with someone who might need the same reset today. Let's keep Jesus at the center each moment, every day.